The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
The diet industry is a billion and billions and billions of dollar a year industry because everybody's looking for the big pill or the big shake or something that's going to help them lose weight. When in all reality, it's about what we eat. That's why we're fat.
And how much you work out. But yes, what you eat is the most important thing.
Mainly the diet. I lost, 25 pounds when I first started losing weight, and I didn't do anything but change the way I ate. Nothing. I never went to the gym, didn't walk, nothing.
You know,
first 25 pounds off just changing my diet.
That's beautiful, Dana. And the fact that you pointed out that the diet industry is a multi-billion dollar industry makes me want to stand up to that corporate giant by not participating in a life change. So that's how I stand up.
You know how we stand up? You're a soldier.
How about we give it away every Monday? We're not charging you.
Yeah, there it is, dude.
We give you advice every Monday.
I also sit right back down right away, too, because I don't stand for too long. I'm out of shape.
Intermittent fasting. You don't have to be hungry to lose weight. This doctor is actually giving advice, and he follows this way of intermittent fasting. It's safe. It's effective. And let's teach you how to do it right now. It's Monday morning. I got a deep question for a Monday. Have you ever had a moment where you feel jealous about someone else's life?
Oh, dude.
If you say no, you're lying. I'm going to let Anthony A. explain why I'm even asking a question. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., and I went from an aspiring stand-up comedian to a rising stand-up comedian.
Yeah, that's
now.
A good thing.
And
yeah.
I think I have some other homies and peers who I consider like in my tier of comedy, right?
Yeah.
And guess what those fools did this weekend?
They
got to perform with Joe Rogan.
Lucky.
Dude, and I saw them online posting all their photos of Joe Rogan, and they're like, oh, this is so fun. And I kind of turned into a little hater, dude, because I knew that was an opportunity that I could have had if I'd have played my cards differently.
And so you felt jealous?
Yeah, I felt jealous, dude.
Did you pull back?
No, I walked my dog for a long... Me and Metro walked like 2 miles that night.
Metro's like, damn, man, I want to go home. What's wrong with you, fool?
But it was just like, it was a... And I think I got over it, and I'm happy for my dogs. They deserve it. They do. They're talented.
At least you're going to say that.
Hate it here.
He's still salty. Why not? I'm way funnier than
you, fool. Always teach you though to like work harder. And then the other thing is maybe it wasn't your moment to meet Joe Rogan.
Maybe you're gonna meet
him in another capacity where he doesn't just think, oh, who's this local comic that's trying to take a picture with me.
Boom. Oh, there you go. Boom, there it is, there dude. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe our podcast will give Joe Rogan's podcast a run for his money.
Okay.
Go listen to our podcast. Search Dana Cortez Show, please.
Do it. He literally gets more listens in one day than we might get all year.
Please go listen right now. Help us. Anthony A. You're funny, damn it. National Day.
Appreciate you guys. You guys are good friends. All right. We have National Barbecue Day.
Pause. Barbecue, my favorite barbecue food. Brisket. But it's got to be fatty brisket. Don't you give me no lean.
Oh, I love me some ribs. I want some chicken. I mean, some pulled pork.
Oh, no, it's one thing.
I like barbecue.
Oh, you like the three meat plates.
Whoa. Are we talking Q right now?
It's a national do something good for your neighbor day as well, too.
All right, that's good.
Bring up some barbecue. They'll love you forever.
Yeah, take them a barbecue plate. Like in Boys in the Hood, he
takes
them
a plate. This is like all outdoor barbecue vibes. We'll wrap it up on National Mimosa Day.
So y'all want a hack that I just learned on TikTok for a good mimosa?
Yeah.
You freeze orange juice and then you put it in a champagne glass and then you pour the champagne on top of the frozen orange juice cubes.
Oh.
And it's a game changer.
Oh, no.
There you go, a little TikTok hack. Follow us, Dana Cortez Show, on TikTok and all social media platforms.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Intermittent fasting, the safe and right way to do it, is what we're going to talk about today in the Fat Club. You know, we've had conversations about our genetics and our DNA sometimes playing a part in weight gain. And that's what this doctor, his name is Coral Rodriguez, really discusses when it comes to intermittent fasting. Because a lot of us, if you have Native American DNA, if you have African American DNA, a lot of the foods that we consume now just weren't introduced to our bodies for a long time. But as humans in general, we used to not eat 3-5 meals a day. Sorry. As hunter-gatherers, you lucky to get some meat once a month.
I was going
to
say, there's no such thing as a balanced diet.
You're just eating whatever you could find, you know, and you're eating stuff from the earth.
And the hunter-gatherers did it without this TikTok doctor.
They did. Well, how strange that we're having to go back and look at humans in the beginning to learn how to eat again because of all this junk that we're so used to consuming.
I mean, no matter what, we're primitive animals.
We're primitive animals. And thank you so much.
That's, you know, that's basically what intermittent fasting is for primitive people.
Going all the way back to the beginning. So Mr. Rodriguez, who's a doctor, like I said, calls this the 16-8 method because you're fasting for 16 hours and eating for 8. He's like, from the moment I wake up, he doesn't eat till 11 a.m., and then he eats till 7. Now, he's not gorging or anything like that. At 7 o'clock, it's done. He's cutting all food off. He's like, I don't care if I'm hungry. It does not work that way. You have to let your body eat its own fat.
That's tough because I'm a midnight snacker. Sure.
Me too.
I'll just wake up in the middle of the night and just go grab something.
I see it.
Yeah, dude. That's funny. Yeah.
I'm not being funny.
Dana.
No, I'm not picking on your weight. You and America are same way. I am the woman who, if I'm watching TV, and Otto knows this, I don't care what I'm streaming or just watching old-fashioned TV, I want to be eating something. I want to be snacking popcorn or chips or whatever's around me.
I will say you do intermittent fasting, like, no matter what, because you don't eat breakfast. We don't usually get out of here until the afternoon. So, and then you go home, Dana usually eats one meal a day.
I do. One big meal, I'm done.
And then she'll tell me, like, hey, why are you still eating? And I'm like, because I can't just eat one meal a day.
That's
fine,
but you want to eat late, and then you want to complain about your love handles.
And then sometimes the things you eat during the day are suspect, because the person sits right next to you, and you eat that chicken salad and a tuna thing.
Chicken salad. I'm going to tell you right now, real G's eat food out of a can, okay?
No, automatic. Real prisoner inmates eat things out of a can. Your primitive ancestors. I don't think ate chicken out of a can out of a vending machine.
This guy will open his nasty chicken from the vending machine and have us smelling like cat food up in the studio. It's so gross.
It's delicious.
Low on carbs, though, right, brother?
There you go. It works in the intermittent fasting diet.
Disgusting. All right, 16-18 method. One more time. You eat between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. No cheating till you get down to your regular weight. And then once in a while, give yourself a little treat.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I could not wait to get Sirmati on the line. I need to know what our spiritual forecast looks like because last week was ugly, girl. It was ugly. Welcome. Of course, if you would like a reading, you can always call us or send me a voice message at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Begin with your first name, your date of birth, no year, followed by your question, and we'll get you on. Mati, can we go ahead and get this reading done and then get our spiritual forecast?
Let's go.
Okay, let's do it. And please begin with your sign.
Sagittarius.
Okay, and your first name?
Rob.
Date of birth, no year, followed by your question. Go ahead.
December 5th, and how's the future look for my family?
For you and your entire family, children, girlfriend or wife, all of that?
Yeah, just my wife and kids.
What are you feeling energy-wise from this gentleman?
I have some specific messages for him, but I can tell him the women in his family or the feminine energy within his family dynamic is really strong. They are really like the matriarchs of the family, I'll say that. And I do feel that there's going to be some walking away from a living situation. They might be moving as a unit, as a family, which is actually going to serve them much better. I feel finances are going to be on the up and up. I also feel there's a commitment that is going to be taking place. I'm not sure how old his children are, but it's possible one of these children, one of the daughters, may be getting married. That's another message that came through.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Okay. Somebody in the family. Okay.
But for him specifically, I have some advice from his guys. Don't be so stubborn and stuck in your ways because this family is on the move. They're going to be bettering their life. I do feel better times are ahead, but sometimes he's so stuck in his ways, he can hold it back.
Let him move forward. Embrace the change. Now, Mati, I'm not going to lie. Last week was hard. It was difficult. What is the spiritual forecast looking like thus far today moving forward?
Mars is on the move. Mars, as you know, as I've told you guys, is the planet of aggression and action and sometimes anger. So right now, Mercury is in retrograde. And I have to say, it's important for us to stay level-headed as much as we can because there's a lot of confusion in the ethers right now. So don't pop off if you don't have all the facts.
There we go.
Because
You know?
That's big.
And don't fall for manipulation, because in this energy, you're not very much seeing the whole picture. So people can easily sway you some way, and you're going to take action right away without really knowing everything.
What is the retrograde? Is it moving a different way? Can you explain what energy changes? What is it?
So with Mercury, it goes retrograde 3 times a year. So it seems like it's always doing this, because it is.
Okay.
What is happening is, it's kind of like when you're going forward driving in a car, and all of a sudden you want to park and then put it in reverse, and now you're driving backwards. You're obviously not seeing clearly, because you're seeing through your rearview mirror, which is a small little window.
Yes.
Now you're driving back, and it's like you got to be careful sometimes when that happens, because you're not seeing the whole picture. Not like when you're driving forward, you can see everything in front of you. That's kind of what the retrograde represents.
That's the best analogy I've ever heard. Shirmati, everybody!
Man, she's putting bars together fresh off that Kendrick album.
She's breaking it down. All right, so if you would like a reading with Mati, like I said, call me right now. We'll get you on. Or at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Send me a voice message. Or just follow Shirmati. Her name on Instagram is at IllestDivinity. If you forget, you can hit me up and I'll hook you up. Mati, thank you so much for warning us. We got to be careful this week. And we'll talk to you next Monday. I love you, girl.
Love you guys so much. Have a good week.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B walks into a club and the DJ yells this. We got Cardi B's reaction. I'm going to play the audio for you right now. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, this and more. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Danny Trejo celebrating his birthday. Oh. We also have Janet Jackson celebrating her birthday and Megan Fox as well, too.
Hey, congratulations. Mark Anthony is celebrating today. He's engaged to former Miss Universe 23-year-old Nadia Ferreira. He's got a thing for beauty queens. When he hooked up with Jennifer Lopez, he was with another Miss Universe and left her for J-Lo, and then J-Lo left him, and now he got an even younger Miss Universe.
Talent will get you everywhere in life, because he is not the best looking man, and his roster is amazing. I mean, he's literally walking around with a cane with a 23-year-old that looks like, I mean, can you see her? She's Miss Paraguay.
I mean, he probably got a cane somewhere else too. You know, he probably got a...
Obviously he does.
He has to have one, right?
Because yes, he is an accomplished singer, accomplished actor, but there's much more to this man, because that's the reason all these women are gravitated toward him. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to see her photo. She is indeed lovely. Also, shout out to J. Cole. In 2013, he was at a radio station in Philadelphia, and Sierra Bosarge called in and said, hey, it's my birthday. Can you wish me happy birthday? And then she proceeded to tell him about her parents who were incarcerated. She was raised by drug addicts. And he said, if you finish high school, I'll be there at your graduation. He showed up. At her graduation, he said, you finish four-year university, I'll be there for your graduation. She did it, and he showed up. Aww. And she said it was because of him that she stayed straight. I love that.
Amazing
so
rapper,
much.
Even better man.
Let's pick up that tuition, J. Cole.
I think he did.
He's just a good guy, man.
I'm talking about mine, J. Cole.
And then finally, Cardi B and Offset walk into a club, and the DJ yells this. Cardi gets to the stage with Offset, grabs the mic, and here she goes. I don't care if it was a mistake or if it was just intentional. Club owners should have stopped everything, like said, yo, what's up? That was so disrespectful. We already know Nicki and Cardi have issues, and to pit these women against each other like that, that's why it's going viral. That's why people are talking about it. It's just disrespectful.
I'm wondering if the DJ just had a brain fart, or maybe he was just drinking, because there's no reason for him. Like, you can see clearly see it's Cardi B and Offset standing on stage. Hey, and then for him to say Nicki Minaj's name, then drop a Nicki Minaj record? Nah.
There's no way for me to prove this theory, but I believe this thing could possibly be a setup, and this could be the start of the relationship for Nicki Minaj and Cardi B to put the beef aside.
The guy is a radio DJ.
There's ties here. There's weird, weird connections.
Nicki Minaj and Cardi B do a song together. It's going number one. Yep. The second it streams. Let's hope that's what it is. All right, that's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Country crock. When I say country crock, what comes to mind?
Butter.
Okay, fake butter, right?
Well, I guess.
They're in the food news. They're in food news today, okay? And I've got a lot of stuff going down. Hottest hashtags here on your Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
I should have said leftovers. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, big news. Looks like Disney Plus is poised to take the lead in the streaming wars. Yeah, the service just added 7.9 million subscribers last quarter. 138 million accounts worldwide subscribe to Disney Plus now. We are one of them. As Netflix is flattening, Disney Plus is taking over. But it makes sense because Disney Plus is $7.99 a month. If you pay it for the full year, it's only $79.99. Whereas Netflix now, I'm paying almost $20.
And Netflix doesn't have any sports. Disney Plus comes with the ESPN package.
And Nat Geo and Pixar.
And like all, and almost every new movie that comes out.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. So I get it.
And especially all the Marvel ones.
And I just like the old stuff, like all the old Star Wars. And look, okay, this is not a Disney Plus commercial.
Netflix, I think I know what y'all need to do to save your platform.
What is it, Anthony?
Give me a comedy special. that's what it is. That's
exactly what it is.
Is that a joke?
Best joke you've told all year.
Not yet.
It's not fair to punch down, guys.
We're roasting. All right, now in food news, Country Crock. This company has been embracing plant-based way before it was cool. They use soybeans as the base of their spread. And now you can buy Country Crock Cover Crop Whiskey. It's a soft whiskey that's made with cover crops. Cover crops are plants grown in between harvested crops to improve soil health by returning nutrients, minimizing pests, and increasing water retention to keep the land healthy. By the way.
So they're saying save the land, liver?
Pretty much automatic. Our Native American ancestors actually did this for thousands of years, and it's nice to see the acknowledgement. Got to do it the right way.
But why whiskey, though?
Because you still have to grow it. So this is a way to use cover crop. So the rye used for whiskey is grown in a sustainable way. Wow. And they say it's buttery smooth. I don't even drink whiskey. But I'm here for a shot of this from Mother Earth. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We will kick National Day off with National Do Something Nice for Your Neighbor Day.
I like that. Take him a bottle of the Country Crock whiskey. Buttery smooth.
We also have National LGBTQA Elders Day as well, too. So that's a thing. So salute to everybody out there in that community.
You know how many people that I know that are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s that just come out? Wow. You see stories about
this. Did you just call people in their 30s elders?
Hey,
if you guess in the gay world, you are old.
You are. Hey, if you are born in the 1900s, have you seen that tweet? Yes. That went viral? elderly that are born in the 1900s, stop it.
We also got National Mimosa Day, but Dana Cortez, I got to ask you this question. Why did a skeleton go to the barbecue?
Why did the skeleton go to the barbecue?
For a spare rib. Oh, it's National Barbecue. It's National Barbecue Day.
Give that man a Netflix
special.
There it
is. Yeah, come on in. Come on, Netflix. Stop. Well, they're calling
me right
now.
That's the content that's going to get you
there.
Sorry,
guys. They're calling me right now. I got to go.
Hey, best barbecues in Texas, at me if you don't believe me. You know what?
There's some other good barbecue out there. We can't forget about Nashville. You can't forget about Kansas City. But
I didn't say there wasn't.
The Texas does have the best barbecue.
Best barbecue, hands down.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every Monday inside the Dana Cortez Show, we do the Fat Club, where Dana recaps how she lost 60 pounds and how she kept it off and encourages us to live a healthier lifestyle. Well, today she was telling us about a healthy way to intermittent fast, where this man would eat at 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. and then not eat after that. And he's actually living a pretty healthy lifestyle.
It's called the 16-8.
So. Well, me and Automatic love that. The problem is, me and DJ Automatic, we're midnight snackers. Ooh, so if you're like us, we're going to tell you four different ways to break that midnight snacking habit. I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show on Automatic. Way to bring it home, brother. You're a little singing when you go One Studio.
I'm getting better.
And better and better. DJ Automatic, what is your favorite midnight snack? Now, don't give me the healthy one.
What
you really want. Like, when you wake up, you're like, oh, I really want this.
Candy bars and ice cream.
I do. Have you ever put them together?
All the time. I'll mix the candy bars, the little mini ones, into the ice cream. I did it the other day.
Oh, my God. I woke up the other night and tackled a whole half pint of Snickers ice cream.
Mm.
Bro, this is so good.
See, the candy bars were already in it.
Oh, my goodness. It's already pre-made, dude. But that is not good for pool season or for your waistline, homies. Or homeds if you're out there, too, okay? That is not good for you either. And if you are thinking of trying to break these midnight snacking habits, number one thing you need to do is... Go to bed.
How about that?
How about that?
Just keep... How about just go to sleep?
How about, yeah, go to sleep.
Sometimes I stay up just so I can eat. Eat it. I'm like, ooh, there's some ice cream in there. I'm going to stay up.
Number two is break the association. This, the research I'm reading right here says that a lot of us just eat out of routine cues.
Like, oh, like, I catch myself doing that all the time. When we first started doing the juice cleanses is when I noticed that I would eat out of habit. Not because I was hungry, just because I was like, oh, I'm watching TV. It's time to eat.
Let me know what you think about this one right here, Automatic. I have number three, stay away from the screens at least an hour prior to bedtime.
That's impossible. Oh. I'm just going to be realistic about that. I'm the person who falls asleep with the TV on.
Oh, well, maybe that's a part of it. Maybe you're just
it helps me fall asleep because then I don't sit there and think.
All right. Well, what do you think about this last one then here, Automatic? The last thing you need to know if you're in a pursuit of breaking those midnight snacking habits is ask yourself why. Why are you doing this? Why are you being gluttonous? Why are you being a fatty, huh?
Because I'm fat. I'm like, because I want to be fat. I don't know. Because it feels good. It tastes good.
Sometimes you need to look yourself in the mirror, Automatic. I mean, literally, take your shirt off and look yourself in the mirror and say, do you want to keep this going?
I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God, dude. I saw mine, and you're like, bro, you're built like E.T.'s fat cousin. Mine is bad, dog. Let us know your favorite midnight snack and what you're doing to stop that bad habit.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I spent all that time asking Sirmati, what does Mercury in retrograde mean? She gave us a great analogy, the driving backward, all that. I never asked her, when the hell are we out? Because I'm tired of this.
I've had a week, or last week was a week. I've had, just my life has been.
Just been bad.
Yes. And so the sooner the better, we're out of Mercury.
You willing to concede and say, hey, okay, this is Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, they won. Yeah, it was. Life?
Throwing you some
lemon. I think I think one of the things we have to think about, since she gave us that analogy, is that you have to slow down and process things. She said straight up, don't just rush and do things. Think about it, because it's a little more difficult right now. Life is a little, so don't make it harder by just jumping and doing and doing. You got to slow down a minute and make those decisions, you know, lightly. Don't just,
I'm just like, jump the gun. I am still a Mercury in retrograde denier.
Okay.
I don't want to fully blame.
Your car isn't working, bro.
I don't fully want to blame my problems.
You're driving a rent a car.
I've never been out of space, so I don't want to blame my problems on planets moving certain ways, dog. That still doesn't make sense to me a little bit.
No, but at the same time, like with everything that's been going on, you don't feel like there might be a little like correlation.
I've been
going
horny
on?
Lately. Is that it?
No, you single. That's what that is.
That's what that is. Yes, I'm. Yeah,
I notice your right forearm's getting bigger.
Ew, more of the podcast now.